BBC Radio Nottingham.
It's 20 past eight, and if all goes to plan, Mansfield Town are just three games away from returning to the Football League. After their most successful league campaign since relegation to the Conference, the Stags are favourites to come out on top in this year's playoffs after finishing third in the league. Of course, it doesn't always go that way, does it, though, for the teams that finish third in any league? Paul Cox and his side, though, are travelling to York tonight to get to the final stage of their campaign and to really get things kick-started. Carolyn Still is the chief executive at Mansfield Town. Hello, Carolyn. Morning to you.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm all right. Have the nerves set in? Yeah. Or are we? Are we mega confident at Field Mill?
We're super confident, obviously, as always. And with the fans there, we can't lose. They've been absolutely brilliant, and I think we're very, very confident.
So where are we on tickets? Because you had one allocation, didn't you? That went very fast, obviously. But you've got another one, haven't you?
Well, we got an extra 600, I think. So I think we're up to about 2,000, but I'm going to go on the phone to them today and try and get a few more. But obviously, you've got to work with their safety groups and things like that. So
yeah.
They've been very good to us, York. So
what would it mean for Mansfield Town to get promoted back to, I think, where Mansfield Town should be?
Oh God, it'd be absolutely incredible. I've got the chairman here as well.
All right. Hello, John.
Hello,
John. Well, you're the perfect man to ask about promotion. Should it come your way, what would it mean to the club to get back into the Football League?
Well, financially, it's fantastic for any football club to get back into the league because you don't get any funding down the Conference at all, really. That would be lovely. But we've got three games to go yet.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? You can look at the last few games and the amazing record that Mansfield Town have. I think few football clubs have had that kind of record in the last sort of 10 or 12 games that Mansfield Town have got.
Yeah, I think since Christmas, if you look at all the whole league, Premiership all the way down, we've scored the most points out of all the teams.
It's easy, therefore, to think, it's going to be a doddle.
Favourites is not always,
exactly.
Always the best thing, as Forrest well know, and I know my chief exec is really excited about the whole thing. I'm still a bit nervous, I'm afraid.
The nerves are getting to you, perhaps.
Always, yeah.
So, obviously, York tonight and then the second leg, and then we see what happens, really, after that, don't we?
Yeah, I fancy Luton in the final, to be honest with you, but I don't mind Wrexham or Luton.
Yeah.
As long as we get through to the final.
So have you been talking to Paul Cox about this, or do you leave all of that kind of stuff to him? You know, he's the manager and that's him.
We have a little bit of a chat and, we had a long conversation yesterday. But, no, the manager has to do his job. I'll be a foolish chairman to sort of get in his way. And I've got a lot of confidence in him. And he's built the team up, his record speaks for himself. The team's built really well over this last year.
And if promotion does come your way, you will have to make sure that you don't fall back out of the Football League, won't you? So what will you do over the summer to make sure that that's the case?
We've got a few plans afoot. I think usually when a team comes out of the Conference, then they get promoted again.
Ooh, is that the ambition, is it? Back-to-back promotion?
I think all Stags fans would like that, yeah.
Well, look, we'll see what happens tonight. Thanks for joining us. John Radford on BBC Radio Nottingham, and you heard from Carolyn Still as well, the chief executive at Mansfield Town. Let's hear about this from a fan's perspective. Dean Folks is the chairman of the Stags Supporters Association. Hello, Dean.
Good morning.
Have you got nerves, or are you feeling confident?
Oh, a bit of both. I don't think you'd be human if you weren't a little bit nervous, but as Carolyn said, we've got to be super confident. I mean, it was like Christmas Eve last night. If you're a good lass or lad, Santa comes once a year, but for playoffs, it's every 10 years, so bring them on.
Absolutely, yeah. So how do you think it'll go tonight?
Well, it's an interesting one. I mean, obviously, we've got the momentum. We've been playing out of a skin. So if we all stick together, which I'm sure we will, and that's one of the best things about the club, everybody's sticking together, you know, Carolyn, John, the fans, the manager, everybody's together on this. And obviously, we're all a team, and team stands for together, everybody achieves more.
And are most people going on coaches tonight to the game, or are they going individually?
I think you'll always get a mixture. I know the club have sold a hell of a lot of tickets. I know as a supporters club, we're taking four coaches. We've not took four coaches anywhere for quite a while other than Wembley last year. So the vibe's fantastic. But our support away from home has been brilliant all year. I mean, like, if you're a Stags fan, you've been to every match, you've travelled 5,000 miles. We're getting 400 people on average to an away game. So it's been amazing, and we just need it to continue.
And the atmosphere on those coaches, what do you think that's going to be like? You know, all those Stags fans together heading up to York with everything crossed.
Well, it's going to be a brilliant vibe, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, this is why you go to Mansfield. I mean, this is our moment. We've worked for this for a hell of a long time. Everybody has together. And, yeah, it's going to be a bit nervous. It is a lottery in the playoffs, but with the momentum we've got, we've got absolutely, you know, nothing to lose in a sense. We've got a great, great record recently. But I think credit has got to go to, you know, to John and Carolyn, because they've given all the fans a boost at the right time. You know, we signed Matt Green permanently a few months ago, and in the past, you know, that type of player had been nabbed off us by other clubs. So they've given the fans the boost at the right time. That's built the momentum. We've had big exodus come in, and I mean, all the players have been absolutely fabulous. You know, John and Carolyn have bought the ground for the club. So, you know, we got a boost again at the right time. So everything's just all geared up for success, and we just want to get through the final couple of games now and just get over that line as quick as we can. So I'd say bring them on.
Yeah, bring them on. Dean, thank you for that. Dean Foulkes, chairman of the Stags Supporters Association. If you're not going to the game, of course, we do have coverage of the first game in the playoff campaign for Mansfield Town. Full commentary tonight on BBC Radio Nottingham from 7 p.m. So make sure you're there for the build-up. Obviously, the commentary doesn't begin till the game begins, but the build-up begins just after the news at 7 p.m. tonight then, in a special match night here on BBC Radio Nottingham with Robin Chipperfield. More mayoral questions. I got a call here saying, would Graham Chapman still have his position?